From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan returns to the Senate Judiciary Committee today for her first round of questioning. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that a day after opening statements in her confirmation hearing, Kagan will try to assure skeptical Republicans that she will be even-handed.
Republican senators used their opening statements to criticize Kagan's lack of judicial experience. They asked whether she can set aside her political background to be an impartial judge. Kagan promised to do so.
I will listen hard to every party before the court and to each of my colleagues. I will work hard, and I will do my best to consider every case impartially, modestly, with commitment to principle and in accordance with law.
Democrats and Republicans predicted that Kagan will be confirmed. During the first round of questioning today, each senator will have 30 minutes. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
General David Petraeus heads into his confirmation hearing today to become the top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan. Lawmakers expect him to be quickly confirmed, but they also plan questions about Afghan strategy. Forecasters say they think Tropical Storm Alex will be a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico by late tomorrow. But it appears Alex will steer clear of BP's operations at the leaking, blown-out Deepwater Horizon oil well. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports that even if the storm misses the oil spill, it will still hamper some cleanup efforts.
BP had planned to hook up another vessel to capture more oil from the leaking well this week, but that's being pushed back as Alex churns up in the Gulf. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the existing containment system should be able to remain.
The only impact we're seeing right now is an increase in sea state that's going to inhibit potentially the preparations we need to bring the third production vessel online.
Winds and high waves will also curtail some of the cleanup operations, like skimming and burning oil on the water's surface. And the storm could push more oil onto shore, just as Mississippi's beaches are getting their first major hit of oil this week. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Still, National Hurricane Center forecaster Dave Roberts says Alex probably will not pose a big threat to the area where people are fighting the oil spill. He says the water level may rise some.
Worst comes to worst, I think there may be some persistent southerly flow out of Yucatan that may increase the seas up to about 7 feet. But other than that, it doesn't look like there's going to be that much of an impact.
The Gulf oil spill is prompting a new move to increase wetlands habitat in Louisiana for birds migrating to the Gulf of Mexico. A USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service officer says birds need more food, water, and cover, and it's funding programs in 8 states. This is NPR News. Mainland China and Taiwan have a trade agreement that both sides are calling a landmark. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that the pact might or might not ease political tensions.
Officials from both sides signed the pact in Chongqing, the Yangtze River port city where the communists and nationalists held unsuccessful negotiations in 1945 in the midst of their civil war. Today's deal is called the Economic Cooperation Framework Agreement. It slashes tariffs on hundreds of goods and services and grants Taiwanese firms access to the mainland's financial services sector. Taipei predicts that the deal will create thousands of jobs and lift the island's GDP. Beijing hopes that greater economic integration with Taiwan will eventually lead to political unification. Taiwanese opponents of the pact argue that it makes the island too economically dependent on the mainland. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The U.S. has 10 accused Russian spies in custody, the arrests in Boston and in the New York and Washington, D.C. areas. Reuters news agency reports an 11th suspect has been arrested and released on bail in Cyprus. The U.S. accuses the 11 of searching for connections in policymaking circles. 9 of the 10 defendants under arrest face charges of conspiracy to launder money, that is in the U.S. Louise Shawcross is a neighbor of one of the alleged spies, Richard Murphy, in New Jersey.
You know, it was great to have a stay-at-home dad. We were all excited about that. He was at the bus stop. I mean, we had no idea.
The government accuses 8 people of working long-term assignments in the U.S. for Russia under deep cover. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.